says the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, says the Lord of hosts. If we repent, God will be gracious to us. Praise the Lord. If we come off the thing that we are doing that is not right, and we completely turn around, God is going to be gracious to us. And if you read the story, you begin to see that the Lord started blessing his people. He started even prospering his people after they did what the Lord had required. He had required of them. The third thing that the Word of God does, that the Word of God reorients us to our priorities under his Lordship. The Lord's Word reorients. In other words, it realigns us to his will. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is able to come and realigns us to his will. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verse number 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will do what? Hallelujah. All these other things will. So when we expose ourselves to the word of the Lord, say for instance, you're going through something, and all this time, you know, you've been hitting obstacle, barriers after barriers, and you don't know what is happening. God will, in his mercy, send somebody to you, and he will encourage you and admonish you, and when encourage you, the things are going to be okay. And that person will even tell you the things that probably the Lord requires of you. Amen. So when you accept that word, when you take it to be part of what is God's plan in your life, that word will realign your programming with his own programming. Because God has good plans for us. That's what the Bible says. Amen? You know, Jeremiah 29:11 will fit perfectly in your life. That God has a wonderful plan for you. A plan not to destroy you. A plan to give you a good future. Amen? It is the word of God that realigns our priorities. It is the word of God when we accept and we commit ourselves and put ourselves in that word. It realigns our priorities and his will alongside with the things that we are doing. How wonderful is it to know that the thing that you're doing, God is involved in it. Amen? It is really, really good. Because you know what? In spite of the things that you might encounter, you know that God is in this thing. No matter the blockages, no matter the handles, no matter the impediments, you know that God is going to create a way out of it. It is wonderful, it is good to know that whatever you're involved in, that God is in it. Praise the Lord. How are we going to know that? When we seek the will of the Lord concerning the things that we are committed to. God, number one, will give you peace. Amen? God will give you peace in what you do. God will give you rest in what you do. Have you ever been involved in something and you felt, is this the Lord's will? Is what I'm doing the Lord's will? Is this pursuit that I'm pursuing right now, this pursuit that I'm engaged in, is God really in it? But you know what? When God is in a thing, the most important thing that you feel rest, you feel peace with it, in spite of the challenges that you might encounter while in that pursuit. You feel that peace and you feel that rest, and that gives you the confidence that the Lord is in a thing. Praise the Lord. So God's word will realign your priority along with his. The next thing God's word will do, it will show us how to live in a manner pleasing to him. This is what I put down here. Without the word of these two prophets, most of the Jews back in the land probably thought that they were doing okay. They may have congratulated themselves for giving up their comfortable lives in Babylon and making the long and dangerous journey across the desert. Perhaps they thought, sure, we don't have a temple yet, but these things take time. The Jews back in Babylon don't have a temple either. We are better off than they are. At least we came back to the land. But then the prophet spoke and the people realized that to please God, they needed to commit themselves to rebuild the temple. Praise the Lord. Number two, what do we do in order to come out of discouragement? To overcome discouragement, we need to get to work for the Lord. Amen? To overcome discouragement, we need to do what? to work for the Lord. Thank you. In order to overcome discouragement, we need to find our niche in the house of the Lord. Let me tell you guys, no one in this building has been called to the Empowerment Christian Center just to sit, to come on a Sunday morning, to hear the word of the Lord and then go. Amen? And that's why we set up the 12 tribes. That way you are involved in something. Do you know that there are people throughout the week that go through discouragements, and all they need is you picking up the phone and calling them to find out how they are doing? You'll be amazed that how glad a person will be that you picked up a phone and to find out how they are doing. And I know there are people in this congregation, we are good at that. There are people who just send me a WhatsApp and they tell, oh, Pastor, I was just thinking about you. There are people who just send me texts and they say, hey, Pastor, I was not here in church. By the way, that is very, very important. When you don't come to the house of the Lord, can you text me and tell me that you're doing okay? Because I'm worrying and I'm wondering, okay, is this brother doing okay? You know, what is going on? What's up? You know, just what's up? Tell me, Pastor, you know, I'm okay. My family's okay. You know, things happened and I was not able to make. I just want to hear that you're doing okay. Amen? So that, you know, in this day and age, you know, you can be sick. You can, something can happen and maybe we need to pray about certain things. It is good to communicate. So, yeah, just text somebody. What's up, somebody? Ask them how they are doing. You know? You don't have to be really so, like, very close to those people. As long as they come to this church, they are your brothers and your sisters. Somebody say amen. Text Charity. If you have not seen her 2 Sundays, ask her, how have you been? Are you doing okay? You know? Let me tell you, it feels good to receive a text from somebody saying, I've just been thinking about you. I wanted to find out how you're doing. Doesn't it feel okay? It does. So do it, you know, when you can. And thank you for those who have been calling people to just find out that they are. Don't get weary in doing so. Because in doing so, you are lifting up somebody's spirit. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So to overcome discouragement, we need to get back to work for the Lord. Hallelujah. See, these guys, they abandoned the work of the Lord for 16 years. But when the prophet came back and the Lord spoke through them, they came back and started to do the work for the temple. There's something that is that is nourishing about serving the Lord. Whether it be in the unseen areas, you know, because there are people who do work for the Lord, yet their service is not public. Whether you're doing that, maybe you could be involved in praying for somebody. You're doing work for the ministry. When you kneel down and you're calling upon the Lord concerning a certain family and you're telling God to prosper them, you're telling God to protect their children, you're doing the work for the ministry. Amen? When you come up here Sunday morning and you're praying for the service, or maybe in your closet, you're praying for the leaders of the church, whatever you're doing, you're picking up the phone, calling somebody to encourage them, you're doing the work of the ministry. And there is satisfaction that comes out of serving the Lord by doing some work. Amen? So when these guys when the word of the Lord came, they started work immediately. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a story that is spoken about a woman who came. She was so depressed, and she came to a Christian counselor. And when she came here, the counselor was listening for a long time. You know, and she was giving all her problems to this counselor. And after almost 30 minutes of just speaking, it was kind of like a one-sided kind of a conversation. This Christian counselor asked this lady, and she asked her, "What is your ministry?" And she say, the lady answered to the Christian counselor, "What did you say?" In other words, what does that have to do with all the problems that I told you? What did you say? It's like she didn't hear what the Christian counselor had said. But she was dumbfounded by the question. And after the Christian counselor repeated it, she said that she did not have any ministry and that she had never thought about that question. And then the Christian counselor told her that she would that he would be depressed too if he was never involved in any ministry work. if he just sat around and thinking about the problems. So this Christian counselor admonished this lady to volunteer to a rescue mission where she would sweep the floors and she would see the wonders that would happen after volunteering her services to the service of the Lord. You'd be astonished, you'd be really surprised when you're involved in the work of the ministry. Because when you're involved in the work of the ministry, you become the extended hands of the Lord while you're doing that work. Praise the Lord. The other thing, and I'm almost concluding, the other thing, in order for us to overcome discouragement, we must persevere in the face of opposition. Amen? The moment you hear the word of the Lord, you'll be so encouraged and you'll be going to do the thing the Lord wants you to do. Let me tell you, every minute the Lord speaks a word and you take action, immediately there's going to be opposition. You know? Opposition comes from the very people who are very close to you. They'll tell you, oh, you're trying to do this thing. Don't you know you are 40 and you're going to school? You can't make it. That is the voice of opposition. You said you wanted to open a restaurant business. I don't know of any African woman who has started an African, like a restaurant. That is a voice of opposition, and you need to say, Shindwe. You want to start a business? There's going to be voices of dissent, voices of opposition. What happens to Nehemiah? When the Lord spoke to him, listen, Nehemiah heard the voice of the Lord, and he wanted to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Who did the devil raise to come and discourage Nehemiah? Sanballat and Tobias. Hallelujah. So look out for Tobias's and Sanballat's in your life. Every moment there's going to be a word of the Lord spoken of your life that will cause you to development, to develop and flourish. There's going to be a dissenting voice to come and discourage you. Look out for Tobias's and Sanballat's. In this case, there was opposition. The people who are the inhabitants of the land continued to oppose and to discourage these people. But because the word of the Lord had been spoken, they didn't listen to the dissenting voices, but they continued to rebuild the temple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the last one, to overcome discouragement, we need to trust the sovereign God to accomplish his will through us. Amen. The children of Israel went back through history. They sought to know the deliverances that the Lord had given them. Praise the Lord. And they said, if God did for our forefathers, if God was with Moses and he parted the Red Sea, then this also shall be done. Praise the Lord. I normally call it have a memorable list of things that the Lord has done for you. Because you know, it is not, going to encounter this problem right now, or if you're not encountering a mountain right now, the question is not if, but the question is when you're going to encounter another impediment. But you know, you can go back and tell the Lord, Lord, if you are able to do for me in that case, what is this before you? Amen? That is what the children of Israel did. They said, if you are able to help Moses cross the Red Sea, if you are able to help Elisha, if you are able to help our forefathers accomplish great things, what is this opposition that we face in the midst of building this temple? This is important, that you encounter your mountains and conquer, and you put them down in your list, and you can remind God, God, you remember when I was not able to pay my mortgage? God, you remember when this child was almost dying, and I called upon your name and you healed them? What is this that I encounter right now? The God who healed my child is the same God who is going to help me overcome this mountain in the name of Jesus. Amen? Let me tell you, there's nothing that you cannot do. Can you say that? There's nothing I cannot accomplish. Please, if you don't mean it, don't say it. I want only those people who mean it. There's nothing that I cannot accomplish. Because God is on my side. And when God is on my side, who can be against me? Let me tell you, there are people who can be against you, but you know, when you try to put them their strength or compare their strength with the God who is on your side, you are able to confidently say that there's nothing that I cannot do. Amen? You go back into the things that the Lord has been able to do. You remember when that child was chased out of the school because of indiscipline, and God came and worked out that issue You know, what is it that you went through and God so magnificently came and delivered you? The same God was involved, will be involved in your next mountain. Amen? So when you see your mountain, tell it, mountain, here I come. And I'm not coming to you alone. Be like David who faced Goliath. What did he say? Do you know what David told Goliath? I am not, you know, they tried to put all those very strong weaponry, you know, clothes and attire of war. And he said, I am not used to this. Goliath, I am not coming to you by myself. But I am coming to you in the name of the Lord. Any Goliath in your life, tell him, don't be scared about that Goliath. Tell them, Goliath, I'm not scared about you. But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. The God who delivered my forefathers, and I happen to be their relatives, I am coming to you in that same God. Amen? Amen. The enemy will send discouragements to you, but in the midst of opposition, stand strong and still and see the salvation of the Lord. Are you listening to me? Finally, I want he had envy, he had lust, he had deceit, he had lying, and he also had a tool called pride. He laid apart all of this was a rather harmless looking but well worn out tool marked much higher than the rest. A buyer pointed to it and asked, "What is that tool?" The devil replied, "That tool is called discouragement." And the buyer asked, "Why is it priced so high?" The man asked, and this is what the devil replied, "Because it is more useful to me than the others. I can pry open a man's heart with that when I can't get near to him with the other tools. Once inside, I can make him do whatever I choose. It is badly worn because I use it on almost everyone, but few know that it belongs to me." The devil's price was so high that the tool of discouragement was never sold. He still uses it on God's people. But by God's grace, through his word, we can overcome discouragement. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain. And that is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15, verse 58. Amen? So the tool of discouragement is used so many times, it's worn out, and it is highly prized of the devil. Amen? Let us be discernful. Let us know when he is throwing this tool. Tell him, discouragement is not my portion in the name of Jesus. I apply the word of God in this situation and repel that attack of discouragement from the enemy. Amen? Stand on your feet. We want to conclude. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We are honored to be in your presence. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for having been with us throughout this week and giving us the opportunity to come to this house, your house, the house of I just want to thank you for every family, every man, every woman, every child that is in this building here this afternoon. I commit ourselves, Lord, unto your hands. And we pray that we shall be more alert, even concerning the tools the enemy uses against us. He usually uses discouragement to bring us down so that we cannot further the work of the kingdom here on earth. But I pray that we shall be able to apply the word of God, that we shall be able to depend upon him in the name of Jesus. Just like the men of old who depended upon your word and they were successful based on what the word of God spoke concerning their situations. Lord, we pray that your word, we shall activate your word in our situations that we may also be successful. I pray for each and every one of us who is in this place. The Lord, they will be victorious, they will be successful in the name of Jesus. The Lord, even as they lay down plans, what to do and what not to do, that they will put at the top of list of the top of their list about the business of the Lord, about the having a relationship with Jesus, about serving in the house of the Lord, about being used by the Lord to help somebody out in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that we shall not be busybodies, but we shall be men and women who are actively involved in God's affairs in the name of Jesus. May you help us, Lord, because we cannot do this by our own strength. We cannot do this by our own ability. We cannot do this by our own knowledge. Father, unless you are involved in our activity, Father, we'll be able to fail. But we are thanking you because you're with us. We are thanking you because you're directing our path in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that don't have any jobs in our midst. Lord, I pray that you shall bring forth a job for them. I pray for those that are launching new businesses. The Lord, those businesses will rise up and succeed in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that, Father, no weapon that is raised against any one of these shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. But we shall be more than conquerors according to the word of the Lord. No situation will be greater because we are going along with you, and you shall help us conquer those situations in the name of Jesus. Father, if there be anyone in our midst who is sick, who is unwell, or our family members who are unwell, we send the word of your healing in the name of Jesus. Your word knows no boundaries. Your word knows no distance. Therefore, let your word accomplish the purpose for which we are sending it right now in the name of Jesus. There are people who are needing miracles right now. Father, stretch forth your hand and do that miracle that you may be glorified in their lives. It might be a miracle that is needed in their family members. It might be a miracle that is desperately needed right now, Lord. May you stretch forth your hand and let that extraordinary thing that they least expect be done for them in the name of Jesus. Because you're in the business of doing good even among your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, may you edify, may you teach us how best we can relate with our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that this coming week will be a great week for each and every one of us. Lord, I declare that no health issues will come among any one of us. I declare that none of us will be involved in any accident in the name of Jesus. I declare that none of us will be injured at work. I declare that none of us will be injured at home. I declare that none of us will experience difficult situations where you are not involved in the name of Jesus. Help us to see the light of day because you're with us. I declare your blessings over your people to the glory and honor of your name. All these things we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You might be here and never given your life to Jesus. I would never want to close this service without asking you, are you here? You've never given your life to Jesus. The Bible says that he knocks at the door of your heart. If only you'd open, he would come and dwell inside of you. All that you need to do is believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord and confess with your mouth, and you'll be saved. That's simply what the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:10. You do those things and you know what? Blam, right there, you're born again. Is there anybody who would like to receive Jesus in our midst right now? I would hate to close you out because this is very, very important. Anybody, just lift up your hand, want to pray with you. Anybody who wants to receive Jesus? Hallelujah. Okay. Father, let the blessings of your people be with them even as we disperse later this afternoon. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody who loves him, shout a big amen. 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 Give him a hand of praise. He is worthy.